Welcome to Organize Anything with Colette Robichaux on 105.9 Seaside FM.
Good morning, I'm Krista Cook, and it's time for Organize Anything with Colette Robichaux, the organizing coach. Good morning.
Good morning, it's great to be here again.
Today, we are going to talk about how we can create a safe living environment. Now, in our home, we know every year, lots of accidents take place. So we're going to talk about some preventative measures in how you can reduce accidents in the home environment.
That's right. We're going to just talk about some little things that all of us can do, and maybe we don't need to do them all at once, but just if we pick one or two things, it might prevent a little slip, a fall, or all kinds of things from happening for us. So if we just try and remember one or two little things and try them out.
So what tips would you give to those who want to make their homes safe and stay that way? What's sort of the first step?
The first step is probably to really have some fresh eyes in looking at things. So we say that our home becomes like wallpaper. I joke with my clients that we could have a sort of a dead cow sitting in the middle of the living room. We just get used to stepping over it and over it. And we all have those. I talk about that a lot when clients are moving because you don't notice. Things have been there. It might have sat there a year ago and the chair gets moved. We do a lot of focusing around TVs and things like that. So things sort of get moved around in certain areas. But we really have to look at sort of traffic flow. Low areas, where we're walking, you know, sort of some issues with electricity and where there's fire, candles and different things, the bathtub, you know, medications, you know, these are the sort of key areas where things can happen.
So, for example, what might happen in the kitchen?
Well, there's lots of things that can happen there with leaving the stove on. We could get burnt, even lifting things out. It's interesting, some, you know, as we get older, we use some things less, and a lot of us aren't pulling out those big buffet things, you know, we're not entertaining as much, or we do a little less. And for a lot of us, we're just simplifying our life. We might have thought that we needed all this stuff, and sometimes they're tucked away really high, or, you know, just in areas that it's hard to get to. So for one thing is really get real and put the things that we need really close to us in an area that we can either bend over to get easily or get them out of a cupboard at the height where we need it. And if we are entertaining and having those family in for the big dinner, ask for some assistance. This is where people go really wrong. You know, I know it's hard for us, but I know since I've had some, you know, trouble with my knee and I've got some arthritis in my hands now, there are just things that we can't always do anymore. And it doesn't hurt to say, hey, I'm having the family over for dinner. I can still do that with a little help, but I still even need some help to get the pots out or to move some things around, because often we line up our pots and they're all sitting each other, and those things get pretty heavy.
Oh, they certainly do, especially when you're hauling that big turkey out of
the oven. And so if it is a once a year turkey sort of scenario, let's not have those things out preventing us from the stuff we need to get every day to make a cup of tea or whatever our everyday activities. Those need to be front and center. We always know we're going to get a glass of water. We always know we make a cup of tea. We always know we're going to cook our soup in a certain pot or certain things we use. Those need to be front and center. The other stuff becomes peripheral that we can get help with or get them tucked away, and then they're not in our way to have us rooting through it, to fall over, to be bending over. Mm-hmm. So it's either bending over too far over or stretching up too far, and the risk of things falling out. It's just not where we want to be. There's something I learned about the kitchen, too, that I've been telling everyone to do. The thing about leaving the burners on, which is something we can start to do at any point, like people forget to leave the burners on. And I just had a really good note for this recently of to start using your overhead light on your stove all the time. So once that light stays on until all the burners are off. So at least it's an additional cue to make sure you haven't left that burner on high. Now, all of us have memory that's diminishing at some point. So for me, you know, I may not be leaving the burners on right now, but I started using that as a way, because we don't want to wait until we forget where our memory is losing to create some of these things in advance. So that's a great way to just start us having another cue to help us about putting the burners on and to never leave anything else on the stove. A lot of homes I go in that, you know, something, oh, I just leave that on the stove because it's close or things like that. Nothing goes on the stove, and start getting a cue for you to think about turning those burners off and having some ways to look at that and check that again.
And that's really good advice for sort of teenagers. I mean, they're now making their own food.
Oh, yeah.
And just to get them in the habit of that would be a very good
idea.
It's
sort of a backup sort of scenario like that we need for a lot of things. Again, it's hard to remember a lot of things. So if you can have any anything else to cue you to do that. Some of us use timers, you know, to set on the stove and things like that.
I do. I'm a big timer lady.
Yeah. So, you know, it's making it easy, and it shouldn't be something that we're, oh, that means I can't remember. Well, you know what? We don't have to remember if we can start, you know, having some of these other cues to help us out, and especially if it, you know, if it's going to save us and make us a little more safe, that's a great way to do that in the kitchen. So, again, you know, thinking of those safety things, asking for help. Don't be getting up on a stool or a ladder yourself to access these things. You know, wait and try and have a friend or someone help you, at least a friend being there when we're going to be thinking about doing that, reaching and stuff. Because one little reach the long way can really lay us up for a while.
Oh, it certainly can, no question. Because as we age, mobility becomes more difficult. Now, how can we create an accessible environment? Say somebody needs wheelchair access.
Well, that's something that that is involved with renovations and things like that. And I think we talked about in another show about calling in the professionals.
Yes.
And that sort of thing. So that's something that, again, you know, you have that little thing, do not try this yourself. You need to know what, you know, what is appropriate. People do renovations sometimes and then it doesn't actually fit or they forgot about this sort of thing. So call a professional and ask them how they can make that, and that would be a good way to go.
And I would also just mention, for an example, my grandmother. Mm-hmm. She's 94. She lives at home. It's a very old home. Mm-hmm. So she didn't think that they would be able to put the stairs that go up mm-hmm. the rail.
Mm-hmm.
But you really should check into that because even
sure.
if you have an old home, you wouldn't believe how easy it was to modify.
Yeah.
And she now has her chair that goes up and down the stairs. And it really was remarkable.
It's absolutely amazing.
She held off for quite a while just thinking it wasn't a possibility.
There's lots of things out there now that you can check into and ask some good questions, see what it's really, you know, really about, make sure you're getting all the information about that, what the full amount of the cost would be. And these can bring great quality of life to you in your home and, you know, and we don't want to say that you'll get to that point because you've had an accident. Hopefully some of the things we're talking about can keep you from that.
True.
But you know, those are when you make some, you know, more major things. But some of the minor things is just to keep your house safe along the way. If we, you know, think about just even our bedroom and, you know, sometimes just making sure that's tidy. A lot of trips you can trip over things on the floor in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people try to hide and tuck a lot of things around in their bedroom.
Yeah.
I go out to work with clients and I walk in and everything's, you know, in
looks
its place and
perfect.
Great. But what they're doing is they're just shoving everything and hiding it in their bedroom. And the truth is, if you want to think about your bedroom, this is a primary to focus on because, you know, we're pretty groggy either when we're going to bed mm-hmm. or we're getting up. And so our senses aren't always the same. We might have a misstep. If things are out of place and you decided just to sit this box here to hide it because your girlfriends were coming over, you might trip over that, you know, just different things. If you're cluttering too many things, you're not able to dust as much. And, you know, we spend a good chunk of our life in that bedroom. So from a safety standpoint of things laying around, but also from the breathing standpoint, if we have compromised immune systems at all, if we've got any issues with our respiratory area, that the more stuff we have in the room, the more that's going to be a hindrance with dust, not able to clean it, and just having all those extra little soft things. We don't want a bunch of teddy bears laying around. We want, you know, curtains and window treatments that we can launder regularly and get that out. And all those extra little knickknacks are not a great idea in your bedroom at all.
Yes, I must say the bedroom is a very important area. For somebody who has allergies, for instance, my oldest daughter has mm-hmm. Quite an allergy to dust mites.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain what those are and how we might be able to just not have to expose ourselves?
Well, I don't know if I can fully explain, but they are little itty-bitty critters that we can't see very well, and they're an issue for all of us. Of course, it's better if we're vacuuming regularly. There are guards we can put on mattresses and pillows, but being able to launder a lot of our linens in hot water to eliminate them is much better and changing more regularly. But these are little things that a lot of times like to eat little pieces of us that are on our linens and materials, so we want to get rid of that. And a lot of people have allergies to the mites and the little sort of excrement that the mites leave behind.
Yes.
Very common. And, you know, when our we have allergies or compromised immune systems, again, for a variety of reasons, we want this bedroom to be as spick and span as possible, because any time that someone is suffering from any illness, we don't need to put any extra item in the mix to have them fighting it.
Well, not to mention the fact, think of how much time we spend in our bed,
mm-hmm.
how much time we're sleeping. So the room, we may not be doing a lot in that room other than sleeping,
mm-hmm.
but My goodness, you have to have a healthy environment.
And that's why people forget about it. When people ask me, you know, I usually ask my clients, where would you like to start? And if they say they don't know, I say, well, I start from a health and safety perspective, so I'll look around and make some changes. And if not, we'll start in the bedroom, because that is the place that we can make the most change for your health, because of the sheer amount of time we spend in there. So even things like, you know, not everyone even has a telephone in the room that you would need. You know what
right.
I mean? So
yes.
if something happens in there, we think we don't need it in the bedroom or something like that. So really important to have a phone to watch. Speaking of phone, there's phone cords. You might have cords for other things. And these cords can become a real hazard for us tripping over. You might be moving some things around. So we really want to think about what that looks like. We might want to have our toes all nice and warm on that mat as we get out of bed. But we really want to think, as our mobility changes, and again, you know, we're tired going in and tired mm-hmm. getting up, we don't step as high. Those become things as we get a little bit older, or as we've had some ailment happening, that things get a little different if we're shuffling. I know when I was walking a little bit again after my operation, things got in the way a little bit more. So we want to make sure we've got that bedroom as nice and you know, as free of those sort of things that are laying around as possible.
Yeah, I think immediately people probably go, oh, I spend, you know, more time in the kitchen. Kitchen mm-hmm. should be renovated, or the living room, because mm-hmm. I watch a lot of TV. But really, that bedroom almost seems like the first room that should be looked at.
I think
at.
Of it as the first room because okay. of the amount of time we're spending there, and to really, you know, take a look at what's in there again, you know, and if you know your daughter has allergies, a lot of times, you know, we just want to think about even not, you know, the extra pets maybe coming in the mm-hmm. room, the, you know, the
carpet.
Even people that have worn their clothing before. I've worked with a lot of people that have extreme sensitivity. So if they've been out and, you know, you could have your coat, you know, in someone's closet and get perfume on it, you know, so if you know, a lot of us wear our clothes yeah. more than once. And if you're taking those clothes that have been worn before in a room, you can also take some other things that can be, you know, can affect people as well. So really think of that as an area that we want to have as clean in many ways. And air quality is a lot of those ones that we forget about in that way. So,
and maybe people aren't sleeping. They're thinking they can't sleep, but maybe their environment is mm-hmm. such that they're not able to sleep as well. So
well,
it could just really improve your night's sleep.
For sure. And getting a good night's sleep is very important. And a lot of that involves, you know, there's lots of techniques. I know that I've got a newsletter on my website in the tips section that they can check out how to get a good night's sleep. But, you know, having the room a little cooler, making sure it's dark, and not having us come in from these, you know, slice and dice TV shows 1 minute, and then we turn the lights out and think that our body's going to
yeah.
calm down when we've got, you know, the adrenaline and all that stuff racing
going,
through
yes.
our body. And there's no healthier thing out there than a good night's sleep. So creating an environment conducive to good sleeping, I think it's called sleep hygiene these days.
Oh.
And so it's creating good sleep hygiene by, you know, allowing yourself to prepare yourself, even in a way. We look back to, many of us had different routines with our kids where you might have rocked or read a story.
Yes.
But there was a time. It didn't usually go from 100 kilometers an hour to stop. We had some sort of routine. We really need to think about ourselves in that same way.
It's like a transition.
Yeah, having that transition. What is our own transition? Is it a little meditation? Is it reading? Is it doing whatever? But, you know, there's quite a bit of research coming out on this, because we are a culture of sleep deprivation, and a lot of that is our own doing,
and then that leads to incredible stress.
Yeah,
I mean, it just perpetuates.
Yeah. And then when we're talking about creating a safe home, of course we're going to be safer in our home if our mind is working better and we're more refreshed from a good night's sleep. So very important for us to create that environment for better sleep.
You're listening to Organize Anything with Colette Robichaud. We'll be right back on 105.9 Seaside FM.